Now, what all this appears to highlight is the importance of a post-mortem. This is an area of medicine that's said to be often overlooked. Susie Lishman again.
I don't think we can underestimate just how valuable postmortems are. And I think people often believe that because we now have very sophisticated scanning equipment and we can do lots of tests before people die, that we can't find out anything about them or about their disease after death. And repeated research has shown that that's just not true. We know that around a quarter of postmortems find really significant findings that may have made a difference to the way in which that person would have been treated had they been known about before their death.
How many people are having postmortems now?
Around 200,000 people a year have a postmortem at the request of the coroner. And we know that the vast majority of postmortems done in this country are coroner's postmortems, and only a very small number are done at the request of the doctors or the family. So the numbers have been falling, particularly these consenting postmortems have been falling for some time. And there's a real problem with that, because the coroner's job is just to find out why somebody died, as well as who they were, where they died, and just some basic facts like that. Whereas a consented hospital postmortem can really go into much more detail and give the family much more information about what happened to their loved one and the effects of any treatments they might have had and whether there are any implications for the surviving family.
And why have numbers fallen?
I think it's a combination of things. I think partly people don't think that it's necessary anymore because people have had scans and they think they've got a definite diagnosis before death. So they don't think there's any point and nothing else will be gained. And I don't think that's true. I do think there's an aversion to having postmortems because of misconceptions that they're not respectful and dignified procedures, and that people feel when somebody's died that they don't want to put them through anything else. And also, I think hospitals are coming under increasing pressure to do more and more work with fewer and fewer people. And so there are not enough pathologists with enough time to dedicate to doing more and more of these postmortems. So they're one of the first things to go when the pressure goes up.
When you say there are not enough people doing this, what's the evidence for that? Have we actually got a drop in the number of trainees going into pathology as a specialism?
The numbers of people training in pathology has stayed relatively constant, although we believe that we need more people than we currently have allocation for. Pathologists now no longer have to do postmortems as part of their final qualifying exam, and that was introduced because we knew that in a lot of departments, pathologists never did a postmortem again after they became consultants and after they qualified. And so there was no real need for them to learn those techniques if they weren't going to use them again. So we know that a percentage of trainees are no longer training to do those postmortems. But actually, that's not really why the number and of people available to do them is falling. It's really because of the other pressures on people who are perfectly capable and trained to do postmortems who just don't have time to do it. Perhaps their hospitals have said that it's not a priority for them, and they're so busy making diagnoses for the living, and there are so many targets, for example, to diagnose cancers quickly, that postmortems have really lost out and aren't being valued for the benefits that they can provide.
And what's going to be the impact of that downstream?
I think there's a real worry that the postmortem service, and by that I include the coronial service because it's the same doctors providing both types of postmortem, that it will collapse in some areas, that if you haven't got enough people who are able or willing to do postmortems, then the service can't be provided. And of course, that's bad news for relatives because they're not getting the answers they need, and they're perhaps not getting them as quickly as they ought to.